Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to talk CPLs and we're going to do a word of the day. We're going to talk about CPL complacency today.
That's a very good way to put it, Daniel.
It's a word of the day and segment of the first part of the show. First segment, CPL complacency, brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. Our good folks over there, Tri-County Roofing, Tim and the crew, they're awesome.
Yeah, well, Dan, thanks. Good morning, sir. And hopefully you're caffeinated and ready to go.
I'm belted in, ready to go.
All right, good.
Ready for launch.
It's not going to be a rocky show. It's not going to be a terrible night like Rocky. It's going to be a smooth show.
Good.
I'm in a smooth mood.
All right.
I got my Tim Hortons coffee, and I'm sipping it slowly.
He's a smooth operator.
Sad day in the room.
That's right.
So Tri-County Roofing. Our good friends at Tri-County Roofing, they specialize in low and flat pitch roofs, outstanding work, and dear friends of the show, and good friends of any good Second Amendment people, too. So remember that. You can reach them at 810-732-7740. But boy, they're good at what they do. They've been around since 1971. Not a lot of roofing companies been around that long.
Yeah.
Well, they have. And a few generations now, and just doing outstanding work. Tim and his crew, and now even his son on the cruise.
Yeah, Generation 3 is in the building
now. In the building, yep. Things are going well. So, and very, very proud of them, and seeing what they do, and looking at the website, and looking at the roofs, great stuff. You can go to their website. It's tricountyroofingofmidmichigan.com. Check them out, but you can always link to it right from my website. That's thegss.com. So we're welcoming you to the show today.
Big supporters of Tommy's Heart, too, I want to say as well.
Huge,
is your you're doing a screening today?
Tomorrow at the Flushing Christian Outreach Center. And then, so what we're going to do there is it's going to be we call it a mini camp. We set up tents outside, so it's going to rain today off and on. Tomorrow it's going to be the same way, it looks like. But we'll be inside the tent, so we'll be fine. And what we're going to do is we're going to set up our heart screening there. So we'll be able to do a few kids at a time. Hopefully we'll get through 50 or 60 kids tomorrow and there'll be some peace of mind, you know.
And you can come for this. You've got appointments set, but there's availability if you want to come.
We usually allow people to just to pop in, you know, but.
Teens 13 to 19.
Yep.
Looking for those defects that can lead to sudden cardiac arrest. And these screenings can be lifesavers.
Oh, they certainly are. And Tim knows that, and he supports us wholeheartedly, and so does Dan, of course, here, and everybody here at Town Square Media. We appreciate him so much. So it's going to be a good event, you know, and if something doesn't happen and he can't seem to work it out, we have one coming up in 2 weeks on the 25th out at Sandusky High School.
Okay.
That's going to be a big one. Mm-hmm. They're going to do a lot of them out there. So we're going to be in their gymnasium. We're setting it up real nice.
Tomorrow, Sunday,
Flushing Christian Outreach Center, kind of across the street from Home Depot on Pearson Road in Flushing. Okay. It's Mount Morris Township, but it's Flushing. So
good deal.
So hopefully we'll see you out there. You can always go to tommysheart.org, find out more. So this week, Dan, started getting reports right off the bat on Monday. We got an email from my good friends at Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners, MCRGO. They delve into the Michigan State Police's reports and give us a CPL, a concealed pistol license. Again, this
numbers
is,
of people with CPLs in Michigan.
Yes, and we see the trends, how it goes up and down. It's almost like watching an oscilloscope.
Well, they've been going nothing but up for many months in a row.
Yeah, right up until March. It was a straight uphill climb, and it was getting, I think people were worried about the election, worried about violence, and they were getting their CPLs. And then we've seen the word of the day, I think, is complacency. Since March, it has steadily dropped since March. I mean, it's not a huge drop. We're still way over 840,000 CPL holders in Michigan. So we're still looking, with the amount of people who have left Michigan, I'd say we're still probably darn near close to 10% have CPLs. Mm-hmm. And then other people open carry, and some people stay home. And then there's a percentage of people that are in homes and are elderly and they don't have, you know, concealed pistol license. So
yeah, kids. But if you're talking adults, it's a good percentage of the population. Yeah,
and we're not going to get much more in it. We might get up to a million, you know, and that's what I'm kind of hoping to see is a million
CPL holders
in Michigan. That would be really nice to see. So, and MCRGO feels the same way. Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. You can go to their website, check them out, join. It's only $20 a year, I think, and worth every penny. The emails you get, the updates you get, staying on top of the laws, and it helps me a lot with the show because it's nice to bring facts to the table, not speculation. And I don't want you to be complacent with this show and just accept it for what it is. I want you to know I'm trying to give you, you know, the edge of the knife reporting so that you understand that this could still go both ways. I mean, we're still in a state where politically things could change and we could lose more of our gun rights. And we don't want that to happen either. So 846,000 is the number right now for CPL holders, roughly, in Michigan.
And that's down a bit from the high.
Yeah.
859,000, you said?
Yeah, 859. Yeah, we were right at the cusp of 860,000. And so we're...
But people, they come due, they expire, you got to renew. People let them lapse, people pass away.
Or they got like... Well, we got a Republican president now. We don't need it, you know, because there was a Biden worry. There was, you know, there was a on the right side, they were worried that if a Democrat president would have won, it might have changed things, and it did a little bit. They became complacent, so they didn't get to re up their certificates. Well, next thing that happened, of course, was our church attack here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
and the phones have been ringing off the hook again. So everybody wants to know how to get a CPL. The amount of people that have called me saying, where are the classes for us to train to defend our church? And that's going to be the hot topic. And USCCA will be doing it. MCRGO specifically works on the CPL classes. And, of course, that's where it starts. You have to have a CPL. Mm-hmm. You know, the school systems around us are all hiring armed security to be in the schools now.
Mm-hmm.
There are federal grants that I was made aware of last night at a meeting, federal grants available for even non-public schools.
Mm-hmm.
And they're large grants. These are designed to make hardened doorways, security systems, electronic locking doors so that they can lock all the doors in a second. Mm-hmm. And a lot of really, really good things coming down the pipe. And, you know, and maybe if we focused a little more on these items and not so much, which bathroom kids are going to use, maybe we'll get ahead. You know, maybe we might have a winning bet here. So so we don't want to be complacent, and we want to make sure that everybody, if you want to, gets a chance to get that CPL. I think it's important. And tragedies aside, it's important no matter what. We just went through the October 7th
anniversary,
2 years since the attack on Israel. And I watched those videos a couple nights this week. I just couldn't sleep. And I sat up and watched those videos of all the phone recordings. And some were from Hamas and some were from Israelis that were like home videos of what happened. Then the houses where they stood in the streets and just fired through the houses, you know, shooting and killing people. 1,200 people murdered in one day.
Mm-hmm.
It's disheartening and it hurts. And then we see the upheaval here with, you know, Charlie Kirk getting shot and all the stuff going on. There's probably not been many other times in our lives where we should be armed because we know it takes a good person with a gun to stop a bad person or multiple good people with guns to stop bad people. So don't give up. And let's not make that peak of March of 2025 of 859,000 people with CPLs. Let's not make that the long lasting peak. Let's get a new peak in there and let's go up and hit that million mark. So if you want your CPL, please pursue it. Get a hold of, you know, just
Williams
There's
Gun
lots
Site
of
Company.
Places around, but go to Williams Gun Site. Check them out. You can call them. They open at 10. call them 810-653-2131 and find out when their next class is and get enrolled in it quickly. Fill those classes up. They got the new indoor ranges are wide open now and doing great. They look good, too. I've been in a couple times in the past couple weeks now, so past week. And,
you know, they're working on a new
lounge is nice.
They've got the new indoor ranges open again, and he's working on a new membership for the shooting ranges.
Yeah.
With priority appointment. So if you're a member, you get priority. You
step in line. It's almost like going to Disney World and you get the VIP card.
Plus, they're working with. Yeah, exactly. Plus, they're working with USCCA.
USCCA.
To include insurance.
That's. See, why I think Williams is a great one-stop shop is because you can go there, you can do your class. They do continuing education. I go out and take those continuing ed classes. They're 2 hours. They're worth every minute of your time. They teach you scenario stuff.
Yeah.
And as I'm a member of USCCA, and I've got all their gear, and I even have their magazine right here.
Yeah.
That's USCCA's bank. It comes every month. Wonderful information you get every single month.
But they're the new membership's going to include insurance.
Good.
With your CC, with your concealed carry.
And with CPL. The membership.
And so yeah, and I don't have details yet. He's working on putting this together right now. But
That's an excellent idea. I'm glad you're doing it.
And yeah.
I've tried to talk to Brian. We had a moment to talk on like Tuesday, and it was a face-to-face, and he was just giving me a hard time. We were kind of joshing around. We did not have
it wasn't a serious conversation.
No, I was up by the counter, and he's like, hey, charge this guy double, you know, do one of those.
Right,
it was a shake hands and
crack a joke.
I was making sure everything was still good with all the raffle guns that went out. And he looks at me and he had a deer in the headlights look. And he goes, I still got to ship one. I was there was a reason why we saw each other, you know.
Yeah.
So, my buddy Chris in Arizona hasn't got his yet. So but it's heading that way.
There you go.
So, but get that CPL, get on a list. And for all the folks that have been calling me, know that I'm on your side. I want you to get your CPLs, but you got to go through the training. So thank you. And we got to go to commercial break now.
We'll take a break. We'll come on back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1.